Barrhead, Westlock. 2 years of disruptions due to the COVID pandemic resulted in grade 6 and 9 students in the Pembina Hills School Division achieving poorer results in the provincial achievement tests, PATs, for nearly all of the core subjects, with Social Studies 6, Math 9 and Social Studies 9 being particular areas of concern. That was the takeaway from the 2021-2022 PAT results summary, which Director of Education Services Raim Drake presented to Pembina Hills trustees at their December 14 meeting. Drake said that in a typical year, grade 6 and 9 students write PATs in the core subjects of English Language Arts, Math, Science and Social Studies, with French immersion students writing tests in French. They are just one of the measures utilized by the division to assess student progress and identify areas of concern. They're just one piece of our puzzle, but it does give us some more data to get curious about and look at the achievement of our students, Drake said. Pembina Hills' results have always been influenced by the fact that they must include the results of Vista Virtual School. For a variety of reasons, such as the location of students enrolled in the distance learning program in relation to testing centers, the participation rates of Vista Virtual School have always been lower than community schools. This is partly why the results are split into two categories: cohort results, which include the results of students who did not write the tests and are thus marked as zero, and writer results, which measure the outcomes of only those students who completed the tests. Drake also noted 2021-2022 marked the first time in 2 years that students actually wrote the PATs, as they were put on hold due to COVID. Even with in-person classes resuming, Drake noted participation rates were a lot lower than typical, as many students were ill. There was also anecdotal evidence that at least some students were exempted from writing by family physicians over mental health concerns. In any case, Drake said the real work and analysis of the PAT results will be done by individual schools, and this was only a high-level synopsis. Delving into the results, Drake noted prior to parsing through the results that an acceptable standard generally refers to students achieving 50% or higher on the tests, while a standard of excellence is usually more than 80%. In English Language Arts 6, a total of 87.3% of Pembina Hills writers achieved an acceptable standard, compared to 89.8% throughout the province in 2022. In 2019, 93.4% of Pembina Hills writers achieved an acceptable standard, but in 2022, a much higher number of students, 17.7% of writers, achieved the standard of excellence, compared to 6.1% in 2019. Mathematics 6 showed similar trends, with only 71.4% of Pembina Hills writers achieving an acceptable standard compared to 79.3% in 2019. Conversely, 75% of provincial writers achieved an acceptable standard. However, the number of Pembina Hills writers achieving a standard of excellence was higher, 12.6% in 2022 versus 9.5% in 2019. The differences between the 2 years was smaller with Science 6, with 82.8% of writers achieving an acceptable standard in 2019 and 80% reaching that standard in 2022. Provincially, 83.4% of writers achieved an acceptable standard. Meanwhile, 25.4% of Pembina Hills students in 2019 and 25.8% of students in 2022 achieved a standard of excellence. In Social Studies 6, Pembina Hills students fell behind the provincial results as well as their 2019 scores. A total of 71.2% of Pembina Hills writers reached the acceptable standard in 2022, while throughout Alberta, 79.3% of writers achieved an acceptable standard. However, a higher number of Pembina Hills writers achieved a standard of excellence, 26.8% in the division versus 20.7% in the province. Local students also outperformed their 2019 scores in this category. In Grade 9 English Language Arts, while the cohort results indicated a lack of participation, 84% of Pembina Hills writers achieved an acceptable standard in 2022 compared to 85.4% in the province. These results were also comparable to the 2019 scores. Local writers of the Knowledge and Employability, KNE, English Language Arts 9 test slightly outperformed the province, with 69.6% of Pembina Hills writers achieving an acceptable standard versus 67% throughout Alberta. Likewise, 13% achieved a standard of excellence versus 6.6% throughout the province. However, it should be noted that the 2019 RITER results for Pembina Hills were much better, with 90% of students achieving an acceptable standard in KNEL Law and 20% reaching a standard of excellence. Moving over to Mathematics 9, only 53% of Pembina Hills RITERs achieved an acceptable standard in 2022 versus 63.7% throughout the province. In both cases, there was a significant drop in achievement from 2019, as 72.9% of Pembina Hills RITERs achieved an acceptable standard that year, as did 67.4% of provincial RITERs. Likewise, 19.2% of Pembina Hills RITERs reached a standard of excellence in 2019 versus 12.5% in 2022. That was not the case with KNE Mathematics 9, as 81.5% of Pembina Hills RITERs achieved an acceptable standard in 2022 versus 67.8% throughout the province. However, the number of students reaching a standard of excellence compared to 2019 was much lower. Local students did well in Science 9, even though the cohort results generally demonstrated a decrease in participation. A total of 82.4% of Pembina Hills RITERs achieved an acceptable standard in 2022 versus 82.1% throughout the province, and their 2019 results were also comparable. Likewise, the results for KNE Science 9 were positive, with 92.3% of Pembina Hills RITERs achieving an acceptable standard versus 72.6% throughout the province. However, Social Studies 9 marked a major area of concern, as only 60.3% of Pembina Hills RITERs achieved an acceptable standard in 2022 versus 72.8% throughout the province. The 2019 results were also significantly better, as 73.6% of Pembina Hills RITERs achieved an acceptable standard 3 years ago versus 77% throughout the province. As well, 12.3% of SS9 RITERs reached a standard of excellence in 2019 versus 6.9% in 2022. Thankfully, the same could not be said about the KNE Social Studies 9 results. Even though only 68.7% of 2022 RITERs in Pembina Hills achieved an acceptable standard, they still outperformed the province, which had 65.9% of RITERs achieving an acceptable standard. In 2019, a total of 90.9% of Pembina Hills RITERs achieved the acceptable standard in KNESS 9 versus only 64.7% of RITERs throughout Alberta. Kevin Berger, TownandCountryToday.com.